Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Ayin Ches 78. As we near the end, the last couple of days of Masechas Kilayim, there is Agadata on the horizon. We haven't had Agadata in the entire Masechta, but there is Agadata on the horizon. Not today's daf, but in the coming days there will be. Today's shiur is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Shimon ben Aryeh Avraham Leib. Shimon ben Avraham Leib, whose yard site is today. Shimon ben Avraham Leib. Okay, let's get into Ayin Zayin Mabez. So we're deep into Kilai Begadim. Kilai Begadim, the Mishnah had said, and we're going to comment it out right now, but the Mishnah had said on Ayin Hay Mabez, three words. Ein Arai L'Kilayim. There is no Arai when it comes to Kilayim. There is no Arai. What did that mean? The Mefarshim on the Mishnah had said, Levishas Arai. If somebody just wears clothing in a little, not kavua type of way. They put it on a little bit for a levisha sarai, so then there's no such thing as a levisha sarai. If it's wearing it, it's wearing it, and therefore it's going to be usher. That's what the Mishnah says, ein arai l'kilayim. Love to see Ben Zerman tomorrow. Stuff. We'll talk about people who just put it on just to try it on, just to show other people what it looks like. That'll be the Zerman tomorrow's daf in the Mishnah. But this is ein arai l'kilayim. So says the Gemara. Now Tanit, says the Braisa, ein arai b'kilayim b'beis hamikdash. There is no arai for kilayim in the beis hamikdash. What exactly does that mean? There is no arai for kilayim. So look in the Ma'ariv folder. Ein arai b'kilayim shel bigdehem. We said that the big day kahuna, a number of the big day kahuna are made of kilayim, are made of shatnes. We said the choshen and the ephon are made of shatnes. The avnet of the kohen gadol is made of shatnes. The avnet of the other kohanim is a machlokas. What it was made of. But the Gemara says, there's no arai, which means what? So that is not so clear, and that's going to be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavad. How do you understand this line? But let's just first read the Ma'ariv Folda. Klomar, bibite kuhuna shalahem, aval bishahu tru b'shas avoda, umotr kalama gamar b'mikdash. Obviously, during the avoda, you can wear the avoda, and you have to wear the avoda. You have to wear the begadim, the big day kahuna, the special begadim that is described in Parashat Tetzaveh, four of the Kohen Hedyot, and eight of the Kohen Gadol. So even though, of course, you're allowed to wear it during the avoda, afilu achi amrita nami, ein arai l'kalayim etzlan, but besides that, ein arai l'kalayim, even a little levisha is, like the Mishnah says, ein arai l'kalayim, and it's asur, so that applies also in the Beis HaMikdash, which, pashup shat, maybe this means, when you're not doing the avoda, you can't be wearing it. It's asur, even just for a minute. Ein arai l'kalayim, if that's how we would understand the Mishnah, and that will be the Shita of the Rambam. The Raavad would have to understand this a little differently. The Raavad, we'll read that in a minute, that the Raavad who holds that even shelo b'shas avoda, the Kohanim are allowed to wear their begatim, so he might have to say that this means ma'iri zeh b'yitziyasan chutz l'chutz derech arai. This must mean not in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even though it says ein arai b'beis HaMikdash, it means when they're not doing the avoda. That's what Beis HaMikdash, meaning Beis HaMikdash as in contrast to when they're doing the avoda. Maybe if they put it on when they're not doing the avoda at all. You know, it's not like they have it on afterwards. It's a little trickier to fit this into the words of the Raavad, but where is this? Two places. This is both in the world of Kachin, but we'll read it because we're in Kilayim. The last halacha in Ilchas Kilayim, Perag Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, says the Rambam, Kohanim, and there have been major ma'amarim written about this Rambam Raavad, but it touches on a lot of different sugyas. Kohanim shalav shu big tekuna shalav b'shas avoda, Kohanim that wear their begadim when they're not doing the avoda, shalav b'shas avoda, afilu b'migdash, even in the base of migdash, lokin malkus, b'bnei ha'avnet shehu kilayim, because of the belt, as we said, the belt is kilayim, and therefore they're not allowed to wear it when they're not doing the avoda. V'lo hutrubo ela b'shas avoda shehi mitzvah saseh kemo atzitzis. That's the Rambam's lashon. And only b'shas avoda, only why? Asi docha lo saseh. Asi, the asay of avoda is docha the lo saseh of shanis, and that's why the Rambam says asi docha lo saseh, and that's why it's only allowed b'shas avoda. And the Raavad says amra, and this, where does Rambam get it from? From this Yerushalmi, from our Yerushalmi, there's no arai in the Mikdash. As the Rambam says, even b'shas, even in the base of Mikdash, it's going to be usher. Says the Raavad, Tabazeh. No, there's a problem here, because if you look in the Bavli, in Yuma Daf Samachtes, right, Afilu Shalom b'shas avoda mutter. Even Shalom b'shas avoda mutter. What's he quoting Yuma Samachtes? Remember that story? That's the story of Alexander, Alexander and the Kusim tell Alexander that the Jews are rebelling against you. So Alexander starts marching towards the base of Mikdash, and Shimon HaTzadik, with all of the nobles of Yerushalayim, put on the Bigdei Kahuna, the Gemara says, and he starts marching out to try to prevent the Churban, and he meets him overnight, and the Alexander gets off his donkey, or gets a donkey off his horse, off his chariot, and bows down, and they say, what are you doing? He's like, whenever I go to battle, I see this the image of this great man in my mind's eye. Who is this? And but the Gemara says there, look, he wore the Bigdei Kahuna outside the base of Mikdash. Doesn't sound like we're talking about pikuach nefesh there. Maybe that's how the answer would be. Pikuach nefesh. Is it the Gemara there talks about? Maybe it's a one time thing. But the Ravid says you see from there even shlo b'shas avoda they can wear the begotim. Umay de kamar nami b'pnei ha'avnei chuk shel kilayim otu choshen ve'ifod milesmu kilayim. Why does he only quote avnate? What about the kohen gadol? What about the avnate the choshen and the ephod? So there's a lot going on here between the Rambam and the Ravid, right? One, again, there's not so much our topic, but one is, what would the Rambam answer to that last question? Maybe the Rambam's only talking about Bigdei Kohen Hedyot. Maybe Bigdei Kohen God will have a different halacha. That's why he only quotes Avnei. The Ravid says, what about the Choshen and the Ephod? That's Bigdei Kohen Gadol. Maybe the Rambam would agree that Bigdei Kohen Gadol are allowed to be worn Shalom B'Shas Havoda. He's only talking about Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, because there might be a difference in lumdus between the Kohen Gadol wearing Begadim and the Kohen Hedyot wearing Begadim. The Radvaz, V'yesh Latarets, the Avnei Hayu Berukam Tsemer V'Rachaya, Avachoshen V'Eifon Arugim Hayu, V'Efshar Shayu Kashim Enim Kelayim. Number one, says the Radvaz, maybe the Choshen and the Eifon weren't soft. They didn't give any Hana'as Levisha. Only the Avnei, which were like a soft belt, you wrapped it around you, maybe that's the only ones that... So that's a Hilchus Kelayim answer. But then, V'od Yesh Lomar, Delagabe Kohen Gadol, Duxiv Be'o Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Huter Kelayim Lagabe, Ava Kohen Hedyot, Lo Huter Lo Ela B'Shas Avoda. Oh, Radvaz says right there, maybe the answer that I just mentioned, maybe there's a difference between Kohen Gadol and maybe there's a difference between the Kelayim Heter for a Kohen Gadol and for a Kohen Hedyot. V'yefshar l'chalik l'das Rabbeinu dafka shal Kohen Gadol bein l'sharis bein shalo l'sharis pater l'fisha kol shasha yirtza haya obed av a big day Kohen Hedyot b'shas avoda pater shalo b'shas avoda chayef. V'chulu, that's what he says. Others say maybe the machlokas, the lumdus, I think it was the Eben Azal here, says maybe the lumdus behind the Rambam and the Ravid is hutra d'chuya. When we say the asi d'chalosa say of the big day kahuna being docha, the losa say of shatnez, do we say that's hutra? That there is no isser at all? And how do you view asi docha losa say? Hutra totally motor or dechuya? The isser is there, but it's pushed aside. Right? A question that's asked by every time we say asi docha losa say. Right? The most graphic lashon of hutra is, I think, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in the 19th parak of Shabbos, where I'm Kuflam and Gimel or so, where he talks to the asi docha losa say, so gives it a belozot the mila. So that's where he has the lashon of hutra. So it might be about hutra and dechuya. In this regard. And again, you might say Hutra and Dechuya are different, not by all Asi Dechalosa says. Those aren't all the same. Why? Because maybe Bigdei Kahuna and the, another example, Yibum, maybe those are Hutra. Why? Because those are always together. Bigdei Kahuna always have to be worn to do the Avoda. So maybe, there's a line like this in Tosfos and Yevamos, maybe in cases where the Asi Dechalosa say always has to be together by Yibum, Yibum is always the Isser of Eish Hazach, right? That's it is always to get out of that. So maybe where it's always together, you would say it's Hutra. They're always connected. While the others, where it just so happens to be, the other Losa says that come up, and the Asi Dechalosa says maybe that would not be Hutra and Dechuya. There's so much here. Just the last source related to this, maybe we'll mention it, the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh and a Tshuva, we know the Shagas Aryeh are called Tshuvas, but they're not Tshuvas in the regular sense of the word. It's a Sefer Lamdis, but he wrote it in the structure of Tshuvas. So if you look in Simen Chavtes and Simen Lamed. Simen Chavtes and Simen Lamed, it's all about Kilayim and Bigdei Kahuna, Shalom B'Makam Mitzvah. And he goes back and forth, Rayas to the Rambam, Rayas to the Ravid. That's the whole Tshuva. Rayas to each one. And he is beautiful. He says, just to bring one or two points, he says, the Rambam, Davka B'Shas Avoda, because of Asi Dechalosa say, but Asi Dechalosa say, don't you always need Be'idna at the same moment? You need simultaneity between the Asi and the Losa say. And the Kohanim obviously have to put on their clothing before they start working. So is that going to be simultaneous? They're going to be violating the Avera before they do the mitzvah. So isn't that a raya to the Raven? Right? That even Shalobashas Avoda. Unless you say that, oh, because he's about to do the Avoda, it's good enough. One discussion. And what about there are certain karbanos that we bring, at least one, we bring a karban ala safik, a chatas ha'of. A chatas ha'of, usually you don't bring a karban chatas if you're not sure. But, I'll show you did the Aveira, so then you'll bring in a carbon asham, asham tavli. But, chatas ha'of, chatas ha'bal ha'savi v'ayidu rachelas, right? Nazir daf chavtes. So, you bring the carbon chatas and you don't eat it. But one second. The Kohanim are probably have to be wearing the big tikkuna when they do this avodah. So, isn't it a suffik lo sasei and a suffik asei? They could be violating the isser. Maybe this person did not need to bring the chatas ha'of. So it's not really an avodah that's needed. So they're doing the avodah shelo letzarech. And therefore you wouldn't imply nasi docha lo sasei. So how do you allow that? Must be the Ravid's right. Vadei shvabino tekelei big tikkuna lagamrei shor rachmana. Avila shelo b'shas avodah. Right, how do you get out of that? So he says, maybe this is called a tzarech, because this is the din vadai, that if chatas ha'of is baal safik, then you vadai have to bring the karban. Okay, that's one. He quotes back and forth other rayas. He says, here's the question I mentioned before. Hari kelayim de bigdik huna, de lobsham kodesh vaskal bavoda, afilu achi asei da avoda docha losa de kelayim, im kain, ligmar mine de kol asei docha losa asei afilu be'idna, de mea kalav lo makayim asei. Maybe you don't need be'idna to be so exact. Okay, and then he continues, and he says, and if you want to say that the Kohen Gadol is different, then maybe the Kohen Gadol should always have to do the avoda, every avoda, because if it's doche dechuya for a Kohen Hedyot, let the Kohen Gadol do the avoda every single day. It goes back and forth. What about there's some days in Yom Chavdala that they wear the big day kahuna for the gorals, for the lotteries in the morning, the pious, but that's not an avoda. That's avoda. How could you wear it? Nobody's doing any avoda then. Harid is baralanu baharbe rayas barurah. So he quotes many rayas to the Raven, and there's a very huge footnote here that goes through all of the rayas defending the Rambam. But in the next tshuva, he also talks about maybe the Rambam as rayas. Okay, but this is we have a whole shiur about that. But that is on the first line. We only did one line today. Okay, let's continue. So ein arai bekalayim bebeis hamikdash. We continue. Says the Gemara, we're still on Ayin of Beis. V'ha tani koin shi yaslo daber mchavero. Didn't we learn in the Braisa that if a koin goes out to talk to his friend, im ifligu ton tevila, if he's out talking to his friend for a very long time, that's a hesach hadas, and he requires to go to the mikvah on his way back in. Im l'sha, if you just went out for a moment, ton kida shidayim raglayim, then you just have to wash your hands and feet. Whenever the koin goes out and he comes back in, he has to wash his hands and feet at the kiyor. Question. One second. But if we're talking about here, he took off his begadim, so then he obviously has to, go to the mikvah, because every time he puts on his begadim. So, says the Maharav Fulda. V'yavkarkaf v'bidikuna mayri. It must be that he's still wearing his begadim. D'im lokein hayetzarach tevila afilu l'shah v'bidei chol v'bidei kodesh. Whenever you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. So here it says, well, it depends how long you were outside. It must be he's wearing his begadim. Right? And therefore you see he wears begadim even outside. Answer, kan b'big day zav, kan b'big day lavan. Maybe when we're talking about that he went outside, we're talking about the big day lavan, which doesn't have kilayim in it. If it's the big day lavan, not the big day zav with the choshen eifon. And this is assuming like the man d'amar that says the avnei does not have kilayim. So then maybe that's what he's allowed to wear even outside. Okay, continuing. Lo ya'ale alecha. Right, the pasuk said, as we discussed already, the two different sukkim of kilayim. One of them is beged kilayim shat is lo ya'ale alecha. It should not go up upon you. Lo ya'alecha mutar latzil tachtecha. You can have kilayim under you. Avalam rechachamim lo ya'asakein shalote nima achas ola al basara. But you shouldn't have kilayim right under you, because you don't want a little string going up on your flesh, and you could sink in, and therefore that would be a problem. We saw already the Shulchan Aruch has a couple of levels. It's usur to have any kilayim under you if it is soft, even if it's many layers under. Right? That was based on the Gemara in the first parak of Beitza. If it's hard, then it could be under you if there is a davar hamafsik. But if it's soft, it's usur. But again, midar raisa, you can sit on it, as we just saw. Again, there are other details, but to look at the Shulchan Aruch and Yarotei and Simin Shin Aleph. We'll see at the end, if there's time, which there Probably won't be. Says the next Gemara, Halacha Beis Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Is there kelayim subject in the following cases? Mitvachos hayadayim, towels, hand towels. They'd be worried about kelayim for hand towels. Mitvachos hasvarim, or covers of books. Maybe this means of a Sefer Torah, as we'll see, like the mantle, as it's called, the cover of the Sefer Torah. O mitvachos hasvag, bath towels. Ein bahem yishum kelayim. In all these cases, no kelayim according to the Tanakhama. Because they're not used, they're not worn. They're used to dry, they're used to protect, but they're not used to wear, and therefore the Tanakhama says that they are all mutter. Rebbe Eliezer oser. Rebbe Eliezer says in all these three cases, oser, right, hand towels, because sometimes you warm your hands with them, right, and the svarim also. Sometimes when you hold the Sefer Torah and you hold the Sefer Torah against your chest, it's warming you. The cover of the Sefer Torah is warming you. And also the bath towels, the Marafolda says, what happens if your Rebbe walks by, right, when you're coming out of the river, so you got to put on the towel, and you wear the towel till he walks by. And therefore, in all these cases, there's a chshash of kelayim. Omit mechos ha-saparim, the aprons that are worn by barbers, right, they put the apron on you so that you don't get hair all over you. Asur b'shem kelayim, that's considered worn, right? That's considered worn, even though you're only wearing it in order to not get hair on you, but you're still wearing it, and therefore it's a problem. Gemara. Mitzvot Yadayim b'chulu tamantaninan. We learned in the Mishnah in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim in a different context. Shalosh mitpachos hein. There are different types of towels, different types of mitpachas of rags or garments. Shel yadayim, meaning three types of towels regarding Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Shel yadayim, the hand towels that you wipe your hands, tamea medris. Medris, as we know, is the highest level besides ohel. Usually, tumah is transmitted and it goes down one. If an av touches something, it makes it a rishon makes a sheni makes a shlishi. In truma, a shlishi makes a revi in kudshim. But medris means something that one of four people sit on, right? Zav, zava, right? The mechusre kapara, nida. So if a zav or a zava sit on something that is normally sat on, a couch, a cushion, a blanket, so that becomes to be medris. That becomes an avatuma, like the sitter, like the zav or the zava, right? So the zav or zava is an avatuma, and whatever they sit on, if it's normally sat on, it also becomes an avatuma. That's tamea medris. So these hand towels, sometimes they sit on, and therefore is going to be the highest level of tuma, tamea medris, in this regard. Vishal svarim, but a cover of a Sefer Torah, let's say, or a cover of other types of books, tamea tamemes. That's not normally sat on, so it's just going to be the regular transmission of tuma, which goes down. Right, and therefore, it's tamemes. It becomes a tame through touch. Right, it's not normally sat on. Vishal tachrich, and if it is a towel or a rag that covers a musical instrument, shal tachrich nivle b'nei levi, it covers the musical instruments. So then, Torah miklum, it's not tame at all. It's not a kli. It's not a full kli. Or even if it is a kli, it's a kli that's used to service a kli. A kli to become tame has to be a kli that services a human. If it's a kli that services another kli, so then it is going to be tar. So this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim quotes three different levels of tuma regarding the kalim. Rabbi La, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get back. Rabbi Yeshu Nosal Kesav Yashan Olal. The first level. Why is the first level tame? Why are those hand towels tame? Because sometimes you sit on them. Sometimes you sleep on them, you lean on them, and therefore it's going to be tamei medris. That is Reb Yochanan, because you sometimes sit on them. Rav Amar, Reb Neshu Nosa Tachan Asile Yadav. Sometimes you put them under your elbows. You want a little soft something under your elbows, so that's why you put it there. The Mefarshim wonders, so the Mishnah Achrona wonders on the Mishnah. The Mishnayos talk about in Kalim that you have to have most of the weight of the Zav or the Zava on the item in order to make it tamei medris. And here, you don't have that, just on his elbows, right? Just under his elbows, so a little tzorachian about that. Why would it be? There is lamdis regarding Tumas Medris. Rev Salvechik mentioned that, you know, as we said, usually all Tumas are transmitted, right? It always goes down a level. An Av touches something, it becomes a Rishon, a Rishon becomes a Sheni. So what happens here? By Medris, it's equal. There are a few exceptions to this by Medrash. If a Zav sits on a pillow, the pillow becomes an Av like the Zav is an Av. There's a difference. So why is that? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because here by Tamei Medrash, it must be, it's not like the usual case where there's a mitame and a nitma. There's the transmitter of the tuma, mitame, and then whenever you transmit tuma, it always gets more diluted. It's nitma, mitame and nitma. Well, but when it comes to Tumas Medrash, it's different. He says, he's magdir it. It's a magdir, it's not a mitame. What does that mean? When a zav sits on a couch, the zav is not being mitame the couch. He is now labeling the couch. The couch is now a mishkav azav. Once the couch is a mishkav azav, memela Hashem makes a tame. Just like a sheretz, if you have a dead rodent, a dead sheretz, what makes that tame? Nothing makes that tame. The existence of a dead rodent, that's tame. That's one of the things that the Torah says is tame. There's no mitame and nitma. A dead rodent is a source of tuma. So a mishkav azav, Rav Soloveitchik was bechadesh, a mishkav azav is an avatuma. What makes it a mishkav azav? If azav sits on it, if azav sits on it, so then that is magdir it as a mishkav azav, and memela, it doesn't go down a level, right? It's not that, there's no transmission of tuma here. And that's why it goes across. It goes across. Again, there are other rayas to that, but that's the lundis, how it works. There are a couple of other exceptions, not too many, of tuma going across. There's cherev harehu kachalal. We know that if the knife, rachman letzlan, that's touching or that's used in a dead body, the din daraisa, cherev harehu kachalal, the sword is like the dead body itself. It has the status of aviyah bosa tuma. That's also a going across, not going down, but we'll leave that for now. Continue. Rav Amar Asar. Rav says Asar. Rav, going back to the first case of the Mishnah, the hand towels and the towels over the sefer. Rav says, he passes like a Belazar. Asar. V'alacha g'divri Asar. The halacha is like the one that says Asar. V'alama lo amar k'rei Belazar. Why didn't he just say it? The halacha is like a Belazar. Why does he have to say, the halacha is that it's Asar, like the one that says that's Asar. Is Tani. Tani Mechalif. Because some people have the sheet to switch to the Mishnah. Because if he says the halacha is like a Belazar, maybe you have the version of a Belazar saying mutter. So you want to make sure that Asar, that's why he just says it is Asar. Rabbi Yochanan, Yoav Mapa Amanui. Rabbi Yochanan used to put a little towel of kilayim on his lap so he doesn't get dirty right when he eats. We know a lot about Rabbi Yochanan. You know, he was very large. We know when he laid down, it was hard for him to get up to say Kriya Shema. We know he had long eyelashes. That's why he sat outside the mikveh. He didn't worry about seeing the women. You know a lot about Rabbi Yochanan's, but here's about his eating habits. So he used to put a napkin down. Veinu Asur Mishum Kilayim, is that a problem? It's Kilayim. Is he getting protected and warmed? It's on him. So, Delo Yinvalun Manui. He's only putting it on so he doesn't get his clothes dirty. So it's not really a wearing. And he doesn't have kavana to wear it. He doesn't have kavana to get warm by it. Look at the Mara folder. Rabbi Yochanan lo kivin levisha rak nasan alav shelo yislach lechu begadav. Right. So his begadim don't get dirty. But doesn't he get warmed anyway? Isn't that psik resha? Right. He's definitely going to get warmed by the beged that's on his leg. So let's wait with that until tomorrow. By the Hashem. Because tomorrow's Mishnah is Mishnah quoted in Masechta Shabbos also, which talks all about Pesach Resha that we'll get to. Amar Reb Zerikan, Yehivu Leila Rebbe Avuna Biasa B'mapa Dis Be'kelayim. One time they gave Rebbe Avuna a hot egg that had, and he gave it to him in a towel that had kelayim. V'ula Makabla, he didn't take it. He didn't take it. Al-Shalo Yiskavnu B'chav B'nei Achamu B'shav B'nei Akshamim. Because of the Mishnah that we're going to have tomorrow, that if somebody is trying on clothing, you still cannot put it on if it's in a situation where it's going to give you some type of protection. And here, he's going to get protected. He's not going to burn his hands because the egg is hot and it's protecting him. Right? And here, this says the Marafolda. V'hanami Damyalayim Shav Beitza Chama Haysam Mugul Gelas V'avalim B'nei Achamu. Just like protection from the sun is not allowed because of kilayim, so to protection from a hot egg is going to be asur mishum kilayim, and therefore he wouldn't eat it. And based on this, the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chachmas Adam quotes pot holders, right? We have these gloves that you take things out of ovens with, or the pot holders that you would carry things to the table. Says the Chachmas Adam, you got to make sure they don't have kilayim. Asur lobosh b'derech levisha kilayim afilu einu miskavim l'shem anas haguf rak lahatzil begadav mitinuf dekashu levisha mamish. If you're actually wearing it, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't really wearing it. The glove, I would say, that's wearing. You're wearing a glove, and therefore he says, in this case, you have to make sure. He says it's if it's going to protect you from hana, so that would be not allowed. Oh, it's chafal. Here it is. Aval matzal atzmo min achom. When is it mutter? When it's not derech levisha? If it's just protecting your clothes? Aval matzal atzmo min achom va'kor. If it's protecting you from hot and cold, afilu rak aver me'evarav. Even only one limb, aser lefichach. Aser likach kederachama. You can't take a hot pot, or beitz acham, or a hot egg. B'mitzvachos shel shatnez shrei matzil yadav. Min hachom umechavin lekach, right, and even if not segresha, which again we'll get to. So that's the Chachmas Adam in Kufav Chafal. The Aruch HaShulchan also has that here in the siman about the shatnez in Shin Aleph. He also he says Mali Hatzala mikarirus o Hatzala mikhamimus. What is it, getting protected from cold or getting protected from hot? Lachain, also lito kos o shar kli malaya lachamin. If you have a cup of hot water, also you can't take it with a certain type of beged that will have kliyim in it because it is giving you pleasure. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So again, we'll have to see. Rabbi Yochanan's heter, he wasn't getting any protection from hot and cold, right? He was just not really wearing it, and he was protecting his clothing, not really protecting himself. But if he's getting actual hana, like Rabbi Avuna, then he wouldn't take it. Okay, mitvachos asvarim. Back to the covers of the Sefer Torah. The covers of the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Rabbi Yonasan. So what's the svara? Rabbi Elazar says aser. In the Tanakhama said mutter. Right, Rabbi Elazar said aser because sometimes you're warmed by it. That's what we had said in the pshat. And says the machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Rabbi Yonasan. Maybe you also osakim in tikva nosi Sefer Torah so aleha because sometimes you'll have it on you, and maybe you'll have the cover of the Torah protecting you. You'll have it on your lap or on your body, and you'll be using it for protection. Right? Look at the Ras Yirmiyahu. But don't say Torah la shelo yilchatzenu v'yichav lo. You're not going to want to say the points of the Atzei Chaim to like go into you. So you'll put the cover of the Sefer Torah on you to protect you from that, and you'll get hana. And therefore, it is aser. That is Rabbi Yonah's son. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, Bar Yosef, Bishem Rav, Mneshu Mechamin Vayadav. This is what the Marafolda quoted in the Mishnah. No, because you also get warmed. You get warmed by the, imagine a very freezing shul, and you get to be the one to hold the Sefer Torah. So it has a little, it's like a little, it's a garment, another layer. So maybe you'll warm your hands by the Sefer Torah that you're holding. And therefore, it is Aser Mishum Kilayim. Two reasons why Rabbi Elazar says Aser. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiel, Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Bun asked Rabbi Ba, who just quoted the second day, we take out the next two words, below Kaf. Velama. We change it to Velama. Velama, you know, Aser Mishum Kilayim. But one second. If people are actually warming their hands with the Sefer Torah cover, so how could the Tanakhama say it's Mutter? Right, this is all Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says Aser. How can the Tanakhama say it's mutter? Right, if you're actually warming your hands. Amar le, lo Ravu. One second. But didn't Rabbi Ba just quote this in the name of Rav? For Rav Amar Aser. V'alacha k'devar Yoser. Yeah. Yeah, Rav says this Svara to explain. Rav is quoting the Svara. And we just said 5 lines ago that Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar, that it's Aser. And he would say, yeah, it's Aser. It's Aser for, because the reason is because you're going to warm your hands. I'm Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Yonah says to Rabbi Ba, one second. Why do you answer, yeah, it's Rav. It's Rav, and he was like Rabbi Elazar. V'lama lo amartale, why didn't you answer, right? Why didn't you answer Rabbi Bun when he answered this question? Again, we're going to change the girsa. Mishum misalakta. No, there's a difference between Rav's case of warming your hands and the Mishnah. When a cover is removed from the Torah, and you're just moving the Torah's cover, then there's a chashash kilayim. That's what Rav was talking about, and he's worried that you might use the safer the Torah cover to warm your hands separately, not when it's on the Torah. But when it's on the Torah, that's not called a usage. That's a side thing that they happen to be warming your hands. You don't have kavanah for that. You have kavanah to hold the safer Torah. So maybe that's where the Tanakhama is talking about. So maybe even Rav's line could work even for the Tanakhama. He's not forced to hold like to say only within Rabbi Elazar. Why don't you answer that? So the Gemara, he says, no, Ila Amrit Lei, if you would have said that, but even if I would have said that, below Kachin, Asura Ba'anaya, no, he would have said to me there's a difference between using the Torah cover when it's on the Torah, not on the cover. Who could use a safer Torah cover when it's not on the cover? When it's not on the Torah? Of course you're not allowed to take off. You're going to take a safer Torah cover just to use as a blanket? Of course not. Ma'avi Leil Meimer Lei, would he have answered me in that case? Meaning, you can't say, oh, there's a case where you're using the safer Torah cover by itself. That's aser to use. That's called tashmishe kedusha, right? You're not allowed to use a sefer Torah scroll for your own benefit, Right, that's using a mezuzah cover. Right, we know the Brice in Megillah Daf Chavav in the Babli, the difference between two of holy items. Right, tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe mitzvah, lulav and shofar. So when you're not using that for the mitzvah, so then that doesn't require gedusin. You can use it for whatever you want. Right, you could use your lulav to help burn the chametz. What do you mean? How can you burn the lulav? The answer is because it doesn't have any kedusha anymore. You're not supposed to treat it bibi zayin, but if you're using it for a mitzvah, then wonderful. But other than that, it is when it's using it for a mitzvah, only that's only when it's a problem. But tashmishi kedusha, so we connect it to a sefer Torah, of course you can't use it. So that's why I didn't want to suggest that type of chilek, that there's a difference if you're using it when it's on the sefer Torah, not when it's on the sefer Torah. That's for sure, nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that, and therefore, I didn't give that suggestion. Mitzvachos asfag, last line, a bath towel. Why is a bath towel usher for a balazar? As we said, sometimes you'll see a Rebbe and you quickly want to wear the bath towel to keep tzanua, to look appropriate in front of one's Rebbe. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow again. Tomorrow is, there's some Agadata. We haven't had it in 79 days. There is Agadata here coming up in Maseches Kelayim over the next couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.